Travis, just talk about the good start that you've had, especially within the first two weekends, accumulating a number of winners.
My horses have all just fitted the right classes and been racing really well. And I had a very good start, but now the horses are had to move up classes, and it's going to be a lot tougher from here on in. But I've got a few more horses that I bought from Ontario, so they should fit the cheaper class.
Frisco, just talk about that horse there.
Well, we bought him from down east near Toronto for $5,000, and me and Tim Hansen, he owns half of him with me, and he's just turned out to be a really good horse. He's made us, like, he's paid his way. He's made $9,000 and a little bit of over $9,000, and but now he's in the non-winners of 3-4, which is a lot tougher. So he's in tomorrow, and he's going to have to go on probably 56, where he has went that fast before, but it's going to be a lot tougher.
You know, it's a much tougher circuit, Alberta. You got the likes of Brandon Campbell and Keith Clark and Don Monkman and Rod Hennessy, and I haven't even mentioned the likes of Bill Tanish or Kelly Hort yet. Just talk about how driving there a bit last year kind of helped you confidence-wise. And
yeah, it's a lot tougher driving against these drivers because they got more experience and they're really good drivers. When I came here last year, I was driving for Greg Manning, and he had really good horses, which helped me a lot. Got kind of my name out there, I guess, a little bit, and people gave me more respect after I win for Greg quite a few times. Got to drive smart here because there's no holes. They won't give you a hole or they won't give you an inch, so it's a lot tougher here than it is back home, that's for sure.
I guess just talk about how being exposed to the sport at such a young age at tracks like that really helped give you an advantage and an advanced knowledge on what you wanted to do and why you wanted to do this when you got older.
I was actually born the day we were racing. I'd be sitting in the car and they'd be working in the barn, and I've been around the barn since I was born, and I've been down in Ontario and Alberta and everywhere with my family, and then I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to be a driver. I never wanted to train as much, but now I've got to like training just as much as driving.
How's your sister doing training-wise? Did you get to drive a lot of her horses, or does a lot of those horses go to Phil?
No, Phil drives all hers. Okay. But actually, we kind of, my sister's stabled in the same barn as me, so we help each other out a little bit. Like, she does my stalls when she can, and me and Phil train together. We kind of work to help each other out a little bit because I'm so young that I can't really afford to pay people to work for me. So my sister's been a really good help in helping me in the barn and stuff. And Phil, when he can, he'll jog a horse for me and stuff like that, and I'll do the same for them on my slow days. So they help me out, and I help them out on training days and stuff.